Pratis. You can only bring it from Chulin. Means the money has to be money of Chulin, and Rashi, like Rashi says, for loy mi moyis ma'is sheni. You can't bring it from money that you have from ma'is sheni. And later on, we learn that from a posik. So that's one drasha. Just like the Chatas Daima only comes from Chulin, who was in an Eulas Oif only comes from Chulin. Secondly, with Ayyim, you can only bring a Korbin b'yoyim. Rashi says, Shein Chatas HaKurov Ela b'yoyim, because it's still Pashas Yom Kippurim. If so, who had in Eul HaSeif also was only brought by Yom. Or by Yodhi HaYimonis, you only could use your right hand. Rashi says, Shein Abadosik Shero Shelo B'Yamin. The Yisidbo V'lotach HaKoyim Midam HaKadas Betzbo. The Chem of Menachis, Komokim Shnei Me'etzbo, Kuna Enu El Yamin. So by Echad HaSeif, this Rik of Adam has to be done with his right hand. And so who had in the Malika by Eul HaSeif also is Af. Same thing here, by the Eul HaSeif, all the Avodis are done with his right hand. Anything to be done with the hand has to be done with the right hand. Both the Malika and the Zrika has to be done with the right. So that's the limud we're learning out, Eul HaSeif from Echatas Behema. So more yes, Imal Halan, if maybe just like by Echatas Behema, for Roiv Shnayim, it's enough just to make the Shechita and Roiv of the two Simonim. True, you have to make a shechita on both simonim, but you don't have to cut the whole simon. It's enough to cut the majority of the simon. Maybe Yavkan here also, but Eul HaSeif, but Roiv Shnayim, it's enough to make the Malika on Roiv of the two simonim, not the complete two simonim. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says no, or Molak v'Hikter. We have Ekesh, we learn out Malika from Haktorah burning the Oif. If so, it's like this. Ma Haktorah, just when it came to burn the Eul HaSeif. Harosh b'yatma. The pasuk says you have to burn the head by itself. V'haguf b'yatma. Then you burn the guf by itself. You burn them separately. So in other words, it's completely separated. Is that malika? Or when you make the malika, harosh b'yatma, v'haguf b'yatma. V'shas malika, you have to press down completely and cut through both simonim completely. This is the way the Rabbanan dashen. That's how the Rabbanan dashen this halacha by Eul HaSeif. The malika has to be done with a complete two simonim, not just roiv, but the complete two simonim. From this pasuk of umolak v'hikter, that's the rabbanan shita. Now Rabbi Shmuel says kemishpat chat esoif, means to say that the halacha of the Eul HaSeif is the same halacha like a chat esoif. What does it teach us? Ma chat esoif, just like a chat esoif, the pasuk says clearly mimul oruf, like where do you make the malika? On the side of the backbone is af Eul HaSeif, the same thing by Eul HaSeif bimul oruf. The makom amalika is the back of the neck, a little bit below the head. That's the drasha. Imal halam, maybe just like by Echad HaSeif melek v'yena mavdol b'simen echad. All you have to do is just make amalika through one simen, but not even through both simen. You don't have to divide the head off. Maybe Yavkan here also by Eul HaSeif Moilek make a malika v'yena mavdul b'simonim. Maybe you don't have to be mavdul cut off both simonim. Maybe just b'simon echad is enough. On this Talmud, the pasuk says v'ikrivui, that there's a difference. There's a difference between an Eul HaSeif and a Echad HaSeif. That a Echad HaSeif, it's enough just to have one simon, but by Eul HaSeif you have to have two simonim. So this is the way Rabbi Shmuel dashens. Again, the Rabbi Shmuel dashens kemishpat means Eul HaSeif is the same enough like a Echad HaSeif. That where the Mokama Malika is, it's Mimul Oref. It doesn't say by Eul HaSeif, it says by Echad HaSeif. If you learn out Eul HaSeif from Echad HaSeif, where the Mokama Malika has to be Mimul Oref. Then the Chlami, either person says, Vikribu, there's a difference. That's Mugayat, how many Simonim you have to cut. By Eul HaSeif, you have to cut both Simonim with the Malika, and by Echad HaSeif, it's not to cut one. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and Mishael, like this. Kemishpat, what does it mean, Kemishpat? Yes, again, after this Eul HaSeif, it says the word Kemishpat, that this Eul HaSeif has the same halacha like another one. It means to say, Kemishpat Echad HaSeif has the same halacha like Echad HaSeif. What does that mean to say? Ma'al Halan, just like by Echad HaSeif, Oiches Barosh, you have to grab hold of the head of it. Uveguf,